BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcast.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills' daily podcast starts now. No Chris today, so an actress plays the part of him on Bangers. We do what we always do on the show when Bastille release a new hit. We make Dan listen to a version of it on the ukulele. And pop star Harvey joins me for our new, and let's face it, probably one-off game, Harvey fan or animal.
Scott Mills.
Yesterday on Bangers, we spoke to Peter in Liverpool. And I think after what happened last night, it's only right that we speak to him again. Hey, Peter.
Hi, are you all right, Scott?
Congratulations.
Oh, no, I'm buzzing. Absolute incredible game last night. Couldn't believe it.
I actually got well into it.
Oh, no. Well, you got out a game like that. You can't just sit around on your hands, can you?
No. Now, I think you said on the show yesterday it was going to take a miracle for that to happen, and it happened.
I know. I did believe it could. Well, you've got to have faith as a Liverpool fan. Did you just dream about miracles happening, and it did last night.
Was it really tempting to skive off work today?
It was a real intention, to be honest. Especially when it's been raining all day.
How are you feeling? Sore head?
I was actually not too bad last night. I would behave myself, but my throat's a bit sore, to be honest, because I ran outside screaming my head off.
I reckon like at least half of Merseyside is off work today.
I know, for a few people who definitely wouldn't want to be going into work today.
My partner's dad is such a massive Liverpool fan, and he's already asked me to ask my mate who lives in Madrid if he can get a spare room for him to stay in, if he's got one in his house.
Oh, no. Everyone will be trying to get a place to Madrid.
The reply was, no, my brother-in-law's already asked me last night, so he hasn't got one.
Nightmare.
Are you going to be going?
I'd love to go, like, but yeah. I'll be in the centre of Liverpool watching it with full support.
Yes.
In Concert Square.
All right, it's good to speak to you again.
You too, Scott. Nice one.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills here. I really enjoy it when people get so bored they make compilations to put on the internet. Like the person who obviously had a quiet bank holiday Monday, so made this compilation of Dion Dublin from Home Is Under the Hammer. There's one particular phrase that he uses a lot.
Where do we start? You've got stairs going up to your bedroom. On my right hand side, you've got the stairs going up to the bedrooms. There's your stairs, straight in front of you going to the bedroom. Stairs. Just there, going up to the bedrooms. Got your stairs going up to the bedrooms. There are your stairs going up to the bedrooms. Got the stairs going up to the bedrooms. Got your stairs going up to your bedrooms. Further down the hallway, stairs up to the bedrooms.
Yeah.
Stairs are over there going up to the bedrooms. And we have the stairs straight in front of us going up to the bedrooms. A bit further down the hallway, we've got the stairs going up to the bedrooms.
Imagine that, stairs that go to an actual bedroom.
Scott Mills.
Is that Dion Dublin's chat-up line, though?
There's your stairs, straight in front of you going to the bedroom.
Scott from Somerset says, Dion's been saying it wrong all along. What stairs go straight to the bedroom? I think you'll find stairs go to the landing, then the landing to the bedrooms. Getting it all wrong.
Radio 1.
Niall in Blackpool says, absolutely howling at the Dion Dublin clips. Put it in the gap on Bumble Air Wednesday. Will do. Also, Jen and Dan are on their way to a house at the moment, and the stairs do go straight into the bedroom. So Dion's right after all.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1. That's my tune of the week. It's Bastille with Joy. Now, there is a tradition here at Radio 1. Every time Bastille release an absolute banger, we make Dan from Bastille listen to a version of it on the ukulele. He has absolutely no choice in this. This all started in 2014, when a girl called Layla called up Grimmy's then breakfast show to do a version of Flaws.
And I have always buried them deep beneath the ground. Dig them out, let's finish what we started. Dig them out, so nothing's left unturned.
Yeah, Layla, yeah.
Then sometime after that, Layla managed to get an internship here at Radio 1. Obviously, they didn't do the security checks. So she managed to worm her way into Radio 1. That was always the plan, wasn't it,
Layla?
That
was always the plan. That was it back when I was 15. That was the long game plan.
So what you just heard was when you were 15?
Yep.
And then I think it was like your first or second week of being an intern.
Second week.
Dan came in. And you freaked out because super fan. And we made him listen to a version that you did of Happier on the ukulele.
Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier.
Hello, Dan.
Hello, how you doing?
It's that time again. You really thought you dodged it this time, but you haven't.
Oh, mate, we only wrote the song secretly hoping this could happen again. So, we're also playing the long game as well.
All right, so how long did it take you to learn this?
Well, actually, that's the thing. I've been away, so I was just listening to it on holiday. Didn't have my ukulele. So this has been quite a quick put together.
Yeah.
So I apologise in advance.
That's all right.
Don't be starting with caveats. We're expecting absolute perfection here.
All right. Yeah. Okay, so this is Layla, or as we call her, ukulele.
Yes!
God. With her version of my tune of the week, the banger that is Joy from Bastille.
Thought I'd never be waking on the kitchen floor, but here I lie, not the first time. Now my morning has broken and it brings the fear. My mind's falling.
That sounds wicked.
And I feel my pulse quickening, 'cause regrets don't change anything. Yeah, I feel my pulse quickening when your name lights up the screen. Oh, joy. When you called me, I was giving up, I was giving in. Oh, joy. Set my mind free, I was giving up. I was giving in. Oh, why'd you always call when I'm down? How'd you always know when I'm down?
Woo!
Yeah!
Amazing.
Oh, Dan, there's another one for you. When the next track's released, we'll be calling you again.
Thank you. And also, we're working towards a compilation album, right? A covers album.
Yeah. I mean, that's the dream, bye-bye. Really.
Oh, yeah, that's the whole dream.
Dan, when's the album out? Are you allowed to say?
June 14th.
And how many tracks are on it?
It's 11.
All right, so you've got a while later, but...
I reckon I can knock them out.
Yeah, no pressure.
And we'll be calling you for the entire album playback on the ukulele.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Scott Mills.
Bombaleo Wednesday, live from the Royal Albert Hall.
Can you believe this epic thing was a week ago now? We went to London's iconic Royal Albert Hall, met with the Gypsy Kings, and did a live Bombaleo with them. It was so good.
I can't believe this is happening in this iconic venue.
The Gypsy Kings want to go, Scott. So
I know, okay.
One more.
Liam from Swaffham wants.
Newsbeat.
Guys, whenever you're ready, here we go!
Bombaleo!
Oh, so good. I love that. 81199. Anything you want for the Bombaleo Gap today? We're going to celebrate midweek good times in 10 minutes.
Scott Mills.
No Chris today, just me, Scott on Radio 1. Harvey is with us in 1 hour and we're playing a new game. Harvey fan or animal? 3:10. That was Catfish and the Bottlemen. I'm going to do this on my own then.
Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Halfway through the week, here we go. Requested by Amy in East Kilbride. The guy that's on Newsbeat all day today being asked this question.
Dan, I'd like to ask you, how many times have you had sex in the last month?
Oh, God, that's depressing.
Daz in Leicester, and Simon in Peterborough, and Lucy in Cardiff, and countless others want to hear my monumental Taylor Swift mess up when I said she was at Big Weekend and she's not. And we're excited to see you at Radio 1's Big Weekend.
Are you cutting? You're cutting out.
Yeah. And again. And we will see you at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Middlesbrough very soon.
Oh, amazing. It's great to see you and thank you so much for everything.
Still really upsetting me. Nick in Colchester and Mark in Nottingham want the excited royal baby fan from Sky News yesterday.
We've waited for ages! I want him pop
Niall in Blackpool wants Dion Dublin's favourite phrase.
There's your stairs, straight in front of you, going to the bedroom. Stairs, just there, going up to the bedroom. Got your stairs going up to the bedrooms. There are your stairs, going up to the bedrooms. Got the stairs going up to the bedrooms. Got your stairs going up to your bedrooms. Further down the hallway, stairs up to the bedrooms. Stairs are over there, going up to the bedrooms. And we have the stairs straight in front of us, going up to the bedrooms. A bit further down the hallway, we've got the stairs going up to the bedrooms.
Phoebe in South Wales wants the mistake that we made the other day, involving an old author.
Maybe you'll see local resident Roald Dahl on Letitia or Chidgey.
You won't see Roald Dahl.
From short-lived MTV show The Valleys.
Can I stop you? You won't see Roald... Stop.
He's dead.
He's dead.
He's dead?
Definitely dead.
But...
Died in 1990.
Oh, apologies there.
Just looked up.
You're very unlikely to see Roald Dahl there.
Just change it. Matt in Reading wants Radio 1's first website address from 1995, read out by Pete Tong.
http://www.bbcnc.org.uk/bbctv/radio1/p/tong/index:/html.
Really catchy. And Faye bumbling in Biggleswade on the way to a job interview wants classic GC.
I'm a massive fan of the dictionary. You know, we should be, like, promoting the dictionary anyway because, like, it is such an amazing, like, historical British thing, isn't it?
There's your stairs, straight in front of you going to the bedroom.
Okay, who have we got then? Rhea in Essex, bumbling on her own today because Megan, her mate's on holiday. Aaron is skimming walls in Harpenden. Early finish for Nick and Joe in North Wales, him and his cousin bumbling in the car. Good gap, thank you. Alex in Stoke, hi. Also, we've got Jack the estate agent in York, hi. Bumbling his bungalows off. Anna in Bristol, finishing uni deadline tomorrow. Tom and Glenn, fixing railways in the rain in Hitchin. They're going to Harry Potter World at the weekend. Daz and Kate, doing bits and moving house in not really very sunny Devon. Happy birthday to Scott, travelling home from Aberdeen, celebrating with a big bumbalow in the car. David in Doncaster, making snooker cues. Jumanji says, say goodbye to the best workmate ever. Becky, it's her last day working with me today before she moves away to start her new life.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Getting this in my mouth is too good.
Charlotte in Kent. John making wardrobes in his workshop in Luton. Jess sat in an underground car park in Crewe waiting for her boyfriend to finish work. Ben Thompson in Hull. Jamie bumbling in the traffic on the way home from work. And Ollie, the 22-year-old trucker from Bath. Don't like doing it on my own. Bangers is at 2:40. Chris is, I think, filming something today, so no Chris today. He's back tomorrow. So what we've done is we've gone to the trouble of hiring an actress to play the part of Chris Stark on today's show. And who knows, if she's any good, it could become a more permanent thing. So yes, an actress playing Chris Stark. So you won't really notice much difference because she is playing a part, that of Chris. And that'll be at 2:40 this afternoon. and Chris will also choose a banger.
Scott Mills.
Hi, Anna in Bristol.
Hiya.
How can we help you?
Oh, I just really want to say thanks so much for all the Bumble Air Wednesdays. They've really helped me get me through my uni degree.
Oh, so we've been helping you get through your uni degree?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Like so much.
And is it nearly done?
Yeah, tomorrow is my last hand in.
Oh, wow.
I haven't slept for like 3 days.
Yeah, no, you don't generally, do you? But that's amazing.
No.
So you have our show on every day?
Oh my gosh, yes. Gets me through.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you. What's your favourite clip that we play in the Bumble Egg app?
Oh, man. Recently, it's got to be the "but he's gay."
Oh, yeah, that is a good one. So it's like a really old American news report, and the lady gets it. I don't know how she gets it this wrong, but she does.
Right after the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. I mean, he's gay, excuse me, he's blind.
Like, those two words, if she's reading it off like a script, they're completely different.
It's just so funny. Like, how did she get that wrong?
I know, but okay.
He's gay.
Make sure you relax after you've handed it all in tomorrow, all right?
Oh, thank you, I will do.
Love you, bye, good luck.
Scott Mills.
No Chris today. Danny Lincoln says, you should have asked superfan Steve to fill in for Chris. I've always thought they sounded quite similar. Yeah, Steve wasn't available.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
We've actually gone one better than that. It's bangers time and we have an actress playing the part of Chris today as he's not here. We've scripted this and it's accurate, so you'll hardly tell the difference. Right, Chris?
Hello.
What are you up to this weekend?
Just a couple of beers. Probably going to watch the Watford v West Ham match on Sunday.
Yeah, because you're a big Watford supporter, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right, I've got wagon driver Curtis from Rochdale on the phone. Hello.
Hello, hello.
We're your mates all week because you're always driving around. You're radio one of your friends.
All week, all day, all week, honestly, all the time.
Say hi to Chris, he's here.
Hi, Chris, how you doing, you all right?
Hello, Curtis.
How you doing, you all right?
Great, thank you.
Who do you normally pick on bangers?
Oh, I'm quite split down the middle. I do tend to... Chris seems to have more my kind of music, but to be fair, Scott, you throw out the odd banger every now and then and it literally just takes me fancy.
Yeah, I'm sporadic. But here's what I've got for you today. See if you like my choice. It's Learn to Fly, Foo Fighters. What do you say about that? Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
Oh, great tune.
Or you can have my choice. This is The Gorillaz. It's a 2000.
Oh, great.
It's an absolute classic. Definitely on a CD I'd play in my mum's Corsa whilst driving around in around Pinner.
Yes.
So you know you want to go with this one, Curtis.
Literally, honestly, every time I listen to the show, I think that 100% that one, 100% that one. Yeah. You've split me so much down the middle, it's unreal.
I mean, they are two very good choices today.
Sorry, Scott, I'm going to have to go with Chris, mate.
Oh,
thank you very much, Curtis.
Sorry.
It's
the music that we choose. It's the music that we choose. It's the music that we choose. It's the music that we choose.
Radio 1's Drag Queens Den is back. And this time it's even sassier.
Oh, hi.
Yes, girl. More outrageous. More scandal.
Jeez, riddled, I just hope.
More feels.
You can bleep that out, darling. It's fine.
More gossip.
If I don't tell it, somebody else will.
And guests that'll make you lose your mind.
Don't believe in all this RuPaul rubbish.
Oh, my God.
In this series, you can ask our queens anything. And I mean anything.
You just want me to come and tell me dirty stories, don't you? That's all you want out of it.
Radio 1's Drag Queens Den with Glenn Fussell.
Shake your ass over to the BBC Sounds app to download and subscribe now.
Oh, here we go. Foo Fighters fans are rioting. Damo in New York is not happy. Neither is Martin. Neither is Marzi in Cumbria. Or Tony in Falmouth. A lot of people really enjoying the sound of New Chris. Guy that I get beaten by an actress playing the part of Chris Stark. That was Gorillaz. Good track though. 19-2000.
Scott Mills.
Harvey.
Hello.
This is going to be not as intense as your Lorraine interview yesterday.
Yeah, it was pretty intense.
So, are you single?
It was pretty intense. But she was so lovely off camera as well. She was so nice.
But yeah, she did want to know why you didn't have a girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah. I just said, I don't even know myself really, mate. Mm. I'm always looking.
You've got other stuff on, you know?
Oh, I've got life, you know? I feel like that's enough for the moment anyway.
It's been great to kind of see you every step of the way. Do you remember, like, your first teen awards and now your first big weekend?
Big weekend, mate. Honestly, I'm buzzing. I'm so excited. I remember being so nervous for the teen awards, but I feel like I'm ready for this one.
Yeah.
Like, really ready.
Yeah, I mean, the crowd, it's a lot.
Do you know how many people are going?
Thousands.
Thousands. I had a nice one. Thousands. Yeah. I guess thousands.
It'll probably be the biggest show you play.
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah.
There was a slight issue last week. Yesterday on the show, I had to double check that you were definitely playing because I told Taylor Swift that she was on and she isn't. Mate, last week.
I did hear about it. I did see about it. I feel for you a little bit.
And we will see you at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Middlesbrough very soon.
Oh, amazing. It's great to see you and thank you so much for everything.
But she doesn't correct me. She doesn't know where she's going to be.
Because she probably doesn't know herself.
She won't know.
Like, so busy, but like, was you told off camera, like, were people saying, no, don't say that?
People just started looking at me in here weird. Like, what is he doing? But I did it again. We're excited to see you at Radio 1's Big Weekend.
Are you cutting out?
She gave you a cut out line.
Like, oh, you're cutting out.
Oh, mate.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think we were cutting out. She's just like, just told me an event that I'm not doing again.
Did they tell you after, as soon as you got off the phone?
So, like, everyone in here was like, what are you talking about? I'm like, what? And then I realised it was last year she was on, in Swansea.
Did you die a little bit inside?
Yeah, very much so.
I mean, it's like, everyone does it, mate. It's fine.
Biggest pop star in the world, Harvey.
No, but it's fine, everyone does it.
Yeah, but it's Taylor Swift.
Yeah, but you played it off really well. Oh. You played it off better than I would have.
What a shocker I had last week.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Harvey's here. So after my Taylor Swift blunder last week, I want to see how well you know the Big Weekend lineup in Middlesbrough.
I feel like I'm going to be good at this because I studied this lineup.
Obviously, you're not going to know the whole lineup, even though you are on it.
Yeah, but I think I know a pretty good, decent amount of them because I was fangirling a little bit. Yeah.
All right. Justin Bieber.
Definitely not.
That does feel like the kind of thing I would announce, though. Justin Bieber in Middlesbrough.
Cancelled.
Yeah. Purple Disco Machine.
Purple Disco Machine. Mm. I mean,
it's dance music.
I'm gonna say yeah, they're on.
Yeah, they're on.
See, I knew that. I was just playing. I knew it.
The Vamps.
I should know if that. I don't think they are.
I mean, I'd forgive you for saying yes, they are, because they've played every single Big Weekend since about 2002.
Yeah.
But they're not on this year.
They're not on this year. Okay, I didn't think they were.
They're having a year off.
They're having a year off.
Future.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Sophie and the Giants.
No.
No, they are on.
Oh, they are. See, sorry, Sophie.
Don't turn the car around. No. You're still on, Sophie.
Yeah, you still. Yeah, my bad. I'll come and see your set.
And George Ezra. Oh. You see, it's hard.
It's hard, no, because.
You can see how I did this with Taylor now.
Yeah, it's so easily, like, they all come into one. I'm going to say he is not. No, he's not.
And you would be correct.
Oh, sick.
Because he's played every single gig he could ever play ever.
Ever, not this one.
No, but he's not doing this one.
Nice.
Thanks, George.
Love you, George.
All right, I'm going to play your track now. What's it called?
Told You So. I Told You So? No, just Told You So.
Yeah, I get that confused as well.
No, I've done it since it's been released. It is just Told You So, right? Told You So. Yeah. It's just Told You So. There's no I in front of it.
There's no I. You invented the I.
I did.
This is Harvey on Radio 1. Told You So, not I told you so.
Yeah.
By Harvey on BBC Radio 1. The fans at Big Weekend are intense, and I'm excited to see what they're going to be like with you.
I mean, hopefully they're kind.
You must get a lot of screaming, though, in your life.
I do, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've got a question for you today.
Okay.
Do you know your fans well, would you say?
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty well connected with them. I think I know quite a bit about them.
Could you tell the difference between a Harvey fan screaming and an animal screaming?
I think I could.
Okay.
Okay, go on.
Because these are the foxes outside my house at the moment. If you ever hear a noise outside your house, that's what it is. It's foxes getting it on.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that near my area, actually, right. A few times.
It's everywhere. Yeah. A certain time of night as well, like 11, 12, they're really going for it.
Has it been like this ongoing thing?
This is what I get every night. But that's clearly an animal. I've got a mix here of humans and animals. You just tell me who's who.
Okay.
Okay. Let's play Harvey fan or animal.
That sounds like a goat.
Harvey!
That's a goat. It's got to be a goat.
It is a goat, correct.
Is it a goat? Because I guess the animal at the same time. Well,
yeah,
that was a
very
goat.
Good. What about this?
That's definitely a heart. That's a fan.
Yeah.
Fan.
Correct. Yeah, you really do know these screams.
Yeah, I know these screams too well.
Yeah.
And do you know what, actually? When I was in the Philippines, when I was in Manila, I did this really nice acoustic little song set live. And he does sound like an animal, and I wish I could play it to you if I could find it to you.
Meanwhile, is this a Harvey fan or an animal? Think about it.
Well, it's getting louder. Is this going to remix?
It's like being back in the Philippines.
Yeah. is that a cockerel? Cock thing?
Yes,
cockerel.
Correct.
Yes.
How do you know the animals as well?
I love my animals as well. I love animals.
Harvey fan? Or animal?
Let me hear it again. I mean, it sounds like a distressed... It could be a distressed Harvey fan. Or it could be a distressed animal at the same time.
What do you think?
I'm gonna say it's an animal.
Correct, fox.
It's a fox. Yeah. It's a fox. Right, okay, I found the video for
okay.
you.
Okay, so this is a dude in the Philippines.
Yes, I'm doing an acoustic set.
Okay, so you're sat down doing an acoustic set.
Yeah, with my buddy playing the guitar.
Yeah.
On live TV.
Yeah. TV?
Yeah, this is on TV. This wasn't even like a little... this live.
Yeah.
Really listen closely just to the background and you'll hear what sounds like a chimpanzee.
Yeah, all right.
That's not... Ready? That is an animal. Was an animal.
How did you carry on?
Well, I was genuinely trying to contain myself. And after we searched for this video, we searched for it because we couldn't believe it. Because it was such an intimate performance and he was just going for it.
Wow.
He was just stood there and he was just opening his mouth like... Lovely, like it was giving me the good energy.
Yeah,
but he just sounded like a chimpanzee.
Yeah, and now you know that you will get people doing chimp noises during your set in Middlesbrough. But there's so many of them, it would be quite good. I enjoyed that game though. We should do that one again, I think.
Let's do it.
Oh my god! I love you.
See, it does sound a bit animal-like, but that's actually
like
human.
That's a human.
That's a human.
I was gonna say it sounded a little bit like a cow.
You can't train animals to say I love you, Harvey.
Scott Mills.
Hello.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Sinead.
Hey, Sinead, how can I help?
My sister is getting married this year in July.
Okay.
And her fiancé actually met at one of your gigs.
Really?
Yes. Basically, what happened was the three of us are huge fans of yours. So I have two sisters.
Yeah.
This is years ago, by the way. So this is like at the time when Becky was on your show and Flirt Divert.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we're going back.
Do you remember that? We're going back.
And what club were we in, Sinead?
So we were in a place called Halo in Ballycastle in Northern Ireland.
Yes, I remember.
You remember that?
Yeah, I do. I used to play there and also the bank in Newry.
Yes, yeah. So we are from near Ballycastle. So the three of us literally drove, stayed over for the night, went to your gig, and we were kind of, I don't know who was supporting you or whatever, but we were dancing away, and then we just ditched our oldest sister as soon as you came on. And I mean, we hounded you at the DJ booth. I'm so sorry.
I think I remember this, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm so sorry, but I was buying you drinks and you did not ask for them.
That is very kind of you. Thank you very much. I would never turn it down.
So myself and my sister Maeve were dancing with you all night, and you were such a gentleman. You gave us t-shirts, and we were in the booth, and we were carrying on and all. So while this was all going on, my eldest sister, who we just forgot about, was meeting her fiance. So if we hadn't been all over you, they wouldn't have met.
That's so good.
Isn't that so funny? And we were just talking about it because they're coming up to their 10-year anniversary. So this is 9 years ago.
So they met that night?
That night. Because me and my other sister were too busy in your t-shirts dancing with you in the booth.
Okay. So this is all my fault, really.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Well, yeah, in a good way, exactly. But yeah, it's all your fault.
Oh, what are their names?
Their names are Eilish and John. You're totally invited to the wedding and to the hen do and to whatever you want to come to.
I love a hen do. I've been on about five hen do's. Yeah.
Well, you're obviously invited and you're more than welcome to come along.
Reunion time.
Yeah, I'll bring the t-shirts.
Yes.
Scott Mills.
Back on tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.